Welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, December 4th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. All right, a couple of things of interest going on. First of all, President Trump is on his way back, maybe back now, because we taped this broadcast a little bit earlier from London and the NATO situation. Always interesting when President Trump meets with foreign leaders. There's always controversy because the president's not a phony. He acts the same way in London than he acts in Washington, and that causes kind of problems. I got one soundbite that sets the tone. Roll it.
Did you have a video of Prime Minister Trudeau talking about you last night?
Well, he's two-faced.
Do you think that Germany's too naive?
And honestly, with Trudeau, he's a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%. And I guess he's not very happy about it.
Okay, so that's what it is. President Trump is furious, has been furious ever since he decided to run for president, that the United States spends, hundreds of billions of dollars? Have to be. Defending the world. We're in Korea, we're in Germany, we pay NATO's bills, we're in Afghanistan, we're in Iraq, we're in Syria. He thinks it's just crazy and that we're being ripped off. So Germany is the worst offender in NATO, only pays 1.23% of its gross national product. It's supposed to pay 2%. Germany's a wealthy country, so they're hosing us. Canada, same thing. Canada's a wealthy country, paying 1.23%. Britain pays more than 2%. 2% is a litmus test. You're supposed to pay 2% of your GDP to NATO for the defense, common defense. Britain does a good job. France, close to 2%. USA, 3.4%. Far and away, double the closest, which is Great Britain. So again, you know, it's all our tax money. We're $23 trillion in debt. And so President Trump's going around the world saying you got to pay up. Is that wrong? I don't think so. Liberal press hates it. Tries to denigrate him. He didn't hold a press conference before he came back. He was supposed to. He canceled it. Politico, Trump-hating website. He didn't do it because he was afraid of X, Y, and Z. He didn't do it because the other leaders, and I understand it, were saying, geez, you know, can we get a word in here? It was just Trump. Not his fault. Not the president's fault. The press asking him questions. He's the star. Angela Merkel? Come on. Nobody wants to hear from her. Macron? Well, a little bit. Justin up there in Canada? A little bit. But Trump, yes. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
All right, Attorney General Barr. He gave a speech last night, got an award for distinguished service in policing. And of course, Mr. Barr, who I'm starting to like more and more and more, he's a straight shooting kind of guy. Roll the tape.
Today, American people have to focus on something else, which is the sacrifice and the service that is given by our law enforcement officers. And they have to start showing more than they do. the respect and support that law enforcement deserves. And if communities don't give that support and respect, they may find themselves without the police protection they need.
Wow, huh? Of course, the civil libertarians, they hate the press people, hate the police people, I should say. Condemn the attorney general, he's telling the truth. Police are human beings, all right? So if you're going to attack them and dump water on them and curse at them, you know, might not be as quick to come in when they get the 911 call. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying human nature dictates. That's what the attorney general is trying to get across. But of course, tell the truth in this country, the Twitter people go crazy. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
So here's a final thought of the day. Yesterday I told you about a 14-year-old girl in Van Nuys, California, Sky Torres, who needed to raise money for cancer treatment. She got a rare form of cancer, and get to Boston to the Dana-Farber Institute. So many of you went in and made donations, and now they have enough money. So they're gonna, Dana-Farber will treat Sky, only the third child to be treated for this kind of cancer in this experimental way. So now they need prayers. Sky Torres needs prayers. Okay, we got our goal of getting her and her family enough resources to have this treatment. So now we have to pray. GoFundMe page is still up there on her. Anyway, every time I do this, and I've done it a number of times over my career, every time you guys respond. I think we have the smartest, most generous audience in the world. And I don't have to push it. I just have to mention it. And know that we always check it out. Like the independencefund.org, I had a concierge member ask me, would I match his donation to get a wheelchair, high-tech wheelchair, to a severely disabled vet? I said, yeah, I will. That kind of stuff, you know? So we're real happy about helping the Torres family, and we are praying for Sky. 14 years old. I'm gonna get rougher than that. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, by the way, before I leave, I'm announcing the Killing Book tomorrow. The new Killing Book will be announced here tomorrow, be out in May. See you then.